Welcome back to the Bravo Bible.
Hello.
I'm here with Tom. Welcome. Today we're doing something a little new, a little fun, a little fresh. Tom is here at my apartment, and we are going to be watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14 premiere. So he came over, we ordered pizza, we ate, we gossiped, we're ready to start the show. Right now in the background, we have last season's reunion playing.
Right.
To freshen up our memory, because I'll be honest with you, I don't really remember what happened. There's just been a lot going on in Bravo, and I don't remember what happened. So
right.
We're going to be catching up real quick, watching it in the background, and in about 15 minutes, we will watch season 14 premiere live.
Yep.
And then we will take notes as we're watching, and we'll come back, and we will give you our fresh opinions.
Yes.
Literally, we won't even have time to take
piping
a pee
hot.
Break.
Oh, absolutely.
Right after we watch, we'll discuss. And I'm excited. The trailer looks insane.
Right.
They look activated. And do you have any season predictions you want to say?
Well, I just noticed because of the commercial that was just on, but I think that this season is going to revolve around Dolores as the anchor.
Yeah, she's the center in the group photo. So we'll definitely see, a lot about her.
Hopefully.
Her boyfriend.
Yes, just got a new place.
I know. So we'll see. We'll see their story arc, hopefully. We all know I'm Team Melissa.
Yikes.
And this one over here is
Tree Hugger.
Yeah. So we'll see. Obviously, we're going to have differing opinions. I'll just leave it there. I think Teresa is nasty. So boo Teresa. But maybe she'll redeem herself for me this season.
Maybe. I mean, my friend did see her at a restaurant recently. And Melissa was not that nice.
Oh, she was with her?
They weren't there together. She was there with her friend, and they were sitting at Maggie's in Wayne.
Oh.
And Melissa came in because I'm guessing her son goes to DePaul.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager had her move because of the fact that a VIP was coming in. So they stuffed her off in the corner. You know how like those booths are on the wall. And she like came over in like all of her fabulousness, of course. And she like made sure to like gather everybody's attention while spreading out her jacket across the chair, but whipping it.
Okay. I feel like this is exaggerated.
No, it's not. Okay. This is word
People
for word.
People love to hate Melissa. Anyway. We'll see how it goes. We're just gabbering. We're going to shut it off soon.
Right.
And yeah, we're going to watch and come back and talk about it. And
yes.
That's that, really.
There you go.
All right, Rye. Shut it down. Okay, we are back. We have just finished watching the first episode of season 14.
Yes.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. We have our notes.
Yes.
Just first impression, good or bad? What do you think? Yes or no?
I think it's going to be interesting.
Okay. I agree. I liked it. I feel like it was super short.
Super short.
Or not necessarily short, but it didn't get
it didn't go through
until the end.
Yeah. And it didn't go through a large period of time. Like I feel
like.
Yeah,
it was like bing, bam, boom.
Right. Like that 1 hour that we watched was literally over the course of real time, 3 hours at that one party.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, we didn't really see much. We got an introduction, but, you know, nothing really like intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some general things that are going on. John, Fuda, and Louis are beefing. That's residual from last season. again, like I said, I forgot what happened last season. So I did need the little refresher. And I think they did a good job of, like, you know, the little flashbacks of,
right,
of some reunion clips and stuff. That's going on. What are some other, like, overlying, like, themes that we have so far? We have Teresa and Melissa and
Marge.
No. What's Jesus Christ? I just watched the show and I forget his fucking name.
Joe Gorga.
Yes, thank you. Hello. they're not talking to each other. Teresa says, you know, she's not gonna talk to them at the party. So they have their little fight going on. It seems like Jen is cool with people, it seems.
Yeah.
Like she's not gonna be the villain this season.
Correct.
So that's interesting. We see Rachel and Danielle trying to foster their friendship together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about that. I'm happy to see that because I liked the two of them. I think they have a cute little dynamic. What are some other little things, like little side quests that are going on?
The fight between John and Paul that escalated kind of quick.
Yes. So I think we should break down, because basically the whole beginning half is like just catching up, right? So
right.
Melissa's daughter is going off to college.
Right.
Teresa's daughter is going off to college. So that's little side quests that are happening. But the main focus of this episode was setting up for Jen Fessler's surprise party.
Correct.
Okay.
In Central Jersey.
Yes, represent. It's in Cranford. I've actually passed that restaurant so many times and I've always wanted to go there. So it looks cute inside. Okay. So Rachel decides that she's going to throw a surprise party for Jen Fessler. So she invites everybody despite her issues with Teresa and Louis. She invites everybody because Jen Fessler is friends with everybody, right?
Correct.
Okay. Surprise party happens. Boom. Marge walks in.
She put herself in first line of sight for the front door, okay? So that she could see who was coming in, all right? And the second that she saw her, she swooped out of there. It's exactly what happened. She made her, she said hi to Jen, and then she swooped out of there to go and relay the message directly to Melissa. Moments after.
I think that's a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think being like, listen, I don't get along with this person, I'm going to remove myself from the situation. She walks away. I think there's nothing wrong with that. She didn't say anything nasty. She didn't roll her eyes. She said, hi, Jen. Nice to see you. And walked away. And she told Melissa, you know what? I didn't say anything. I walked right away. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. I think Marge is taking the high road with that.
Okay.
What I don't think is fine is Teresa coming in and purposely ignoring her brother.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
She says hi to every fucking Joe Schmo in there. Hi. That was such an awkward scene. She's literally saying hi to every single person and can't even just give her brother a kiss on the cheek like, hey, you're here. Like, acknowledge that he's there. You don't have to talk to him about anything, but you can still say hello. Like, I think it's crazy when they just ignore people as though they're not in the room.
Right.
Like, you can still say hello, acknowledge that they're there, and choose to not have a conversation with them. I think that's fine. But then again, I guess that's double standards because Marge didn't say hi to Teresa. So I see where I'm being a hypocrite there. But I guess it's just because it's her brother. Like, that really, I don't know. I could never imagine, like, walking into a place and purposely not saying hello to my brother. Like, that's, I don't know.
It's hard, yeah.
I don't know. What else? Before... Listen, you know me, jumping back and forth. Before we get to the party, let's talk about Teresa and Louis and Dolores and Polly's dinner.
Right.
So the four of them meet up. They have, like, a cute little double date situation. And you had mentioned that you thought that there was, like, weird tension between Louis and Polly. But then that's interesting, though, because at the at Jen's party, Polly's, like, defending Louis beyond belief. So it's,
right.
So So I wonder what happened between that dinner and this
something one, going right? on there.
Something behind the scenes, it seems. But they basically meet up to, it seems, have Teresa push her agenda of, we are not fucking with the Fudas, and this is why, and I heard he's a drug dealer, and I heard this, and I heard
that. The biggest drug dealer in Bergen County.
And Dolores is pretty political about it. You know, she stays kind of middle ground. She doesn't really say anything. She, I think, wants to take the high road, but I don't know. I don't know, because the intro of Dolores was very mysterious. She's like sitting there with her hair up all Queen Pamela energy. Anderson. Like, she looked stunning. That was a weird little montage of just footage of her. Mm-hmm. She looked like she was sitting in like a traitor's like esque scene. Right. You like know?
Mob boss esque.
Yeah. Like something weird was going on there. So does she turn on Teresa?
She might.
Does Teresa turn on her? Like, what happens? I don't know. Anywho. Well,
you could see from the trailer that it was a fight between Rachel and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting to see where exactly their loyalty lies at the end of it.
For sure. So, yeah, they just meet up and basically are talking about all the shit that John Fuda supposedly has been doing or saying or whatever. Oh, and they said that he likes a dildo on both ends or something.
Purple two-ended dildo.
Which, you know, to each their own. But I like that at the party, he made a joke about it.
Yeah, he brushed it off.
He's like, word on the street is they like fucking two-ended dildos. Like, that's great to hear. Like, he kind of just acknowledged it, which I think was the best way to go about
Absolutely.
That. So yeah, fast forward now, boom, we're at the party. So-and-so doesn't say hi to each other, yada, yada, yada. How does the fight occur? Who do you believe, from your perspective, because I know you are biased, who do you believe started that fight?
Well,
if the answer is not Teresa, you're insane.
So, okay. So the fight between Rachel, Teresa, and Jen?
Even before that.
So here's the thing. Okay. Now, I'm a huge believer in that most Irish people, you could tell when they're angry, okay, because their face turns bright red. I am one of those people, okay? And you know what? Sometimes people take the opportunity to twist the knife. And they take advantage of the fact that you're struggling to compose yourself.
So we see that it really starts with like the boys talking, right? Like John, Joe, and Polly. Sounds like a fucking mod
meeting.
Does he
go by Polly or is he just Paul? Paul's balls. I don't know.
Well, either way, the three of them. And what's Danielle's husband? Whoever the first of all,
fine.
That man is fine as fuck.
Any man in a blue suit.
Husband, what is his name? Do you know? He was standing there with his black t-shirt on, his chain hanging out. He looked good. How tall is he?
Tall enough.
He's fucking built. He's right. Cute.
Climb that shit like a tree.
Ryan, I'm sorry that you have to edit this. He's fucking cute.
Fine.
Anywho, he's standing there too. He wasn't really getting involved. And then there was one point. Well, there's one point when Teresa storms off and she tries to say something about Rachel to him, and he's like, "No. Like, I'm not getting involved."
He gave like this little hand sign. He was like,
"I'm good off that." Literally, he's like, "Nah, I'm good off that." And it was, he's fine. I have a new crush. He's so cute.
Wine.
He's so cute. Anywho, okay, so the three of them are talking, and then Danielle's husband is kind of just bystander. So four of them.
And Gorga.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, that was one of the four. Okay, yeah. Cool.
But anyway, the men are talking, and they're like, oh, where's Louie? And Paul's like, oh, he's on a business... He has a business meeting or something. And so then... Yeah. John's like, well, oh, that's funny. He has a business meeting because he just texted me wanting to meet up with me. So how does he have a meeting now?
Oh.
And he's like, you know, whatever, business, it happens, or whatever. And Joe throws in a little jab. He goes, Joe's like, oh, yeah, you know, billionaires are really busy, because he tried to, like, say, like, oh, he has all this, like, fake money. Like,
I do big business, bitch.
That was very funny. Like, he kind of, like, threw in little jabs there. But anywho, yeah, it is suspicious that Louis did not show up. I agree that maybe the two of them shouldn't have had a conversation at the party. I think they should have gone out for a coffee or a beer or something and had it been filmed, the right. two of them mm-hmm. out meeting separately. But John was like, no, I don't want to do that. We're talking at the party. And I think it's a pussy move for Louis to not show up. I do. I think that's, you're hiding, you're running away. something weird is going on there. Speaking of Louis, he literally looks like Botox Larry the Lobster. Like, he is so scary. His face is stretched out beyond belief. He looks wicked.
Caught in a wind tunnel.
He looks scary. Like, I don't know. Like, he got scared once and his face never went back.
Who turns more red? Paul?
Paul got real red. Paul got real red. So anywho, so they're fighting because Paul's like defending Louis, like he doesn't need to be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, you guys are men. You shouldn't have this conversation right. here, which it's not Paul's fight to be had. So I don't really know why the guys were kind of like
all over him.
Yeah, they kind of jumped on him. And, you know, he even said, he was like, this isn't like my thing, my fight to have. Like, if he wasn't right, or if he was wrong, I wouldn't be on anybody's side. Like,
right.
He's trying to be like middle ground, but you could tell. And Dolores mentions, like, she's watching his body language. Like, you could tell yeah. he's getting really irritated. He's getting red, like you mentioned. He looks like he's sweating.
Yeah, I said he's losing his patience.
I said he looks like a Swedish fish. Like, he looked like licorice. Like, something was going on with him. And yeah, he started getting pissed off. And him and Dolores intervenes, is like, I don't like this. We're leaving. And they walk out. Teresa sees that they're fighting and heads over to the women and starts pushing her agenda.
Well, I really don't think that she just walked over. Okay, so first, Teresa and Jen were standing near the bar and they walked to the other side of the bar. Okay. And then Rachel was sitting there.
Rachel was sitting there. The two drunk. Of them. I don't think she was
yes.
drunk.
You could read it all over her face. That girl was drunk.
She was sitting there minding her own damn business. And the two of them walked up to her and tried to push her buttons.
In that defense,
they approached her and they tried to push her buttons.
It looked like it looked like almost that they were trying to push Teresa's buttons. I don't know what it was about that interaction between Jen and Rachel, but it felt like that they were ribbing off of each other, trying to push a button with Teresa.
No, Jen was attacking Rachel.
No, she was like egging it on. She was like standing there and she's like, yeah, yeah.
But she was like, if you really knew them, you'd know they're good people. You don't know what good people are.
Well, well.
It gets messy too, because they're all like yelling on top of each other. So you can't really hear what's actually happening.
Right.
But then they're fighting and like Teresa's like getting... She's like getting fanatic. She's like screaming. Her mouth is like hanging open, like yelling. Like,
but Rachel started yelling first.
I wouldn't. Yes. I don't think so.
She was getting loud first. And then Teresa always talks loud. She always does.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Especially when she needs to enunciate.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that is something that she does not
but
do.
But she goes over to the candy station, starts grabbing candy and throwing it in the goodie bag.
Okay. And then I pointed out, I was like, so Jen was getting her goodie bag full of candy and she missed the bag twice.
Teresa did.
Whoever it was, it showed their
both
lower
of them,
half. They're
Starburst
shoving
just
it.
Falling
yes.
To the ground.
The Starburst. And I don't know if it was the same clip twice, but like literally it showed the exact same thing. Like someone trying to put candy in the bag and they missed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But like, I don't know. And then meanwhile, Danielle, where's she at? What's she doing?
Her bumblebee ass dress.
Yeah, she didn't look cute. I don't know what that dress was. But Jen Fessler looked like she was having the time of her life. Like, right. She literally said she was like, I'm having so much fun despite the bloodshed. Because, like, literally people are in the background screaming at her birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Messy Fessy. So we see that she kind of does a little bit of backstabbing at some point. So I love Jen Fessler. I think she's fucking hilarious. I follow her on Instagram. She currently was live as we were watching the show. Like, I love her to pieces. And I met her once in New York. And I don't know. I really like her. So I feel like she is going to get messy, but I don't mind
messy
it.
Fessy. Is that my Fessy and a Tessie?
Fessy and a Tessie? What else? Anything? We didn't really get much from Marge.
Nope.
Marge
Senior is still kicking.
Her ex-husband passed away. And it seems like there's going to be some like family dynamic changes maybe for Marge.
Probably.
That might be going on. We see Jackie kind of pop in randomly. Jackie tried to have an issue with Danielle. Danielle literally said hello to Jackie. And then Jackie goes, it would have been nice if she said hello. And Melissa's like, she did say hi. Like, what are you talking about? So that was kind of weird. Like, she was trying to like.
She's trying to get her moment.
She was trying to start something there. Ew.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah, I don't know, Jackie. It's not working.
Evan
else?
Is working though.
Evan's always work. Evan's fine. Mm-hmm. Evan's cute too. Yeah, we didn't get much from her. That was it. What else? Anybody else?
I really think that was it. We really didn't get much this first episode.
No, but it was like just enough. Like it was a little teaser. And then we end on John screaming, she's a has-been. She's a fucking has-been. Like,
yes.
At Teresa. Like, I love that. Like, love that. She's you're washed up.
He's definitely going to be the villain this season.
And I feel like he's so happy to have it.
He's a little unhinged.
I kind of love it. I like when the boys get involved. I do. I don't know why.
But
reality TV toxic trait is that I always like the messy like boy characters.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Sorry.
It happens.
Do you think that Louis was really on work trip?
After hearing that he was side texting somebody else to hang out while he's supposed to be on this business trip, makes me.
I think it's weird that he would let Teresa go there knowing that there's like sharks in the water for them. You know what I mean? Right. Like he let her walk into that. And Teresa, I think it's weird that Teresa's like yelling and screaming at like men. Like, I don't know why she gets petty with men. I think that's weird. I think most women usually kind of walk away from the guys. Like they're better than that. Like I'm not going to stoop to your level. But for some reason, she loves fighting with men. Like she loves screaming at guys. And John is a little. He's petty as fuck, too, for yelling back at her. Like, why are you yelling at a woman like that? If I was Rachel, I'd be mortified, like, that my husband is, like, disrespecting a woman. However, the way that Teresa acts is kind of warranted sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it is a little weird that he's, like, screaming at her. Like,
yeah. I think that in that moment, I think he was looking for his moment of fame for this season.
Well, it seems like he's going to have a lot of them. There's like so many clips of him.
But the way he just searches for the camera and his eyesight, okay, after he starts this little fight means that it's literally he's doing it for the views.
But it is true, though, that Louis did like attack. They are trying to attack him. Like, what did he do to them? Like, why are they coming after him?
I'm telling you, they're trying to take Tree down. Okay, but there's some tree huggers here.
Okay, but I just don't know why are they coming after John Fuda? Like, why are they poking him? Why spreading the dildo rumors? Why, like...
Maybe they're trying to get this reaction out of him.
But why? What did he do to them? Rachel's nice. Rachel didn't have problems.
He might be violent. You don't know. I mean, that's the thing.
I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, I feel like it's like...
They do weird shit on New Jersey. That's like... Yeah, that's what I like about...
backwards and like conniving and like.
Yes, that's what I kind of like about it. It's that's what sets it apart, is that it's kind of like, this is kind of like stuff I can understand a little bit more.
Sorry.
Mic drop.
Drop my phone.
You know, I guess I can kind of understand it a little bit better, because it's kind of like there's like layers to it where yeah. It's kind of like there's like secret shit, but then there's like ultra secretive shit that's like going on. There's definitely some sort of narrative.
Yeah, but
from
it makes
before.
It hard for like the average viewer to just enjoy, because it's like they do a lot of things that just don't make sense. And it's right. Like it's hard to get behind anyone when they are being so dramatic and so aggressive and so mm-hmm. This it's like we can just have like fun episodes too, you know? So I don't know, we'll see. I'm excited. I think it looks
me
good
too.
I think that it seems fun and fresh, and I'm ready to see where it goes.
Me too.
Well, thank you so much for traveling all this way on a Sunday night, and coming and having a little pizza party with me and watching Real Housewives.
There you go. We got to do it. We got to do it for the culture.
Literally. I'm so happy every time we record. So this was awesome. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And thank you guys for listening.
Bye.